Amos chapter 4, verse 13. He who forms the mountains creates the wind and reveals his thoughts to man. He who turns dawn to darkness and treads the high places of the earth. The Lord God Almighty is his name. This is one amazing, yet another amazing verse in Scripture. Think of how many verses are in Scripture. This one just covers so much ground. The Lord God Almighty, he has made the mountains. Mountains that are so huge, people cannot climb them. And when they do try to climb them, they lose their lives. Mountains that when we see from above, a plane flying above, are just amazing. They're indomitable. They cannot be moved. They are steadfast. They speak of great stability and great power, great authority. Nothing can change them. Nothing can move them. And they're put there to remind us of these eternal principles of what God is like. He has formed these mountains as he has formed his holy word, and as he forms eternity, and as he forms the outcome of the life of every human being that has ever lived. He creates the wind. We cannot see the wind. We don't know where it goes. It goes where it pleases. The Lord God Almighty has created it and has made it so that we cannot tell what's going to happen. Like his holy will, he decides his holy will. He decides what's going to happen, where and when and how. Like his gracious spirit who goes wherever he pleases, the one who enlivens the heart that he pleases, the one who gives wisdom. And the Lord God Almighty who reveals his thoughts to man. This verse tells us that God shows his thoughts and shares his thoughts with his puny creatures. This is astounding. Our thoughts God can see before we even think them. Psalm 139. Our thoughts, which are often, pretty much always, futile. We worry about things that are not important, and we give very little thought to the eternal, to the state of our spiritual lives and our relationship with God. And yet it tells us here that it's possible to have a relationship with God so that he reveals his thoughts to you. How does he do that? How can we know what God's thoughts are? Well, they are written for us in his holy word. As we read that word, as we think about it, as we ponder, as we meditate, as the Holy Spirit reveals its message, its meaning to us, so God is revealing his thoughts to us. It is a most amazing privilege, and it should humble us and make us realize exactly who we are. We are nothing at all. And yet the Holy God is prepared to take a nothing and to lift this nothing up and give this nothing a relationship with himself, so that we can know his thoughts, so that we can live lives that are worthy of him, that are the lives that he would like us to live. How wonderful. He turns dawn to darkness. The sun rises, the sun sets. The day lights up with the light of the sun, and it turns to darkness as the sun disappears over the horizon. No one can stop this process. No one can hold it up. No one can interrupt it. God brings a light for the day, and he gives us darkness for the night. And this should again make us turn in awe of the God who controls all these things in our solar system, in our world, the magnificent sun that has such power it can burn us. It can burn things in our world. He controls all these things. This God who walks on the high places of the earth, the places where human beings cannot go. They might be high up in the mountains. They could be low down in the depths where human beings cannot go on their own. Yet he is there, his might is there, and his spirit is there. And this Lord, this God, who is he? He is the Lord God Almighty, that is his name. And we should call him that, and we should revere him as that. He is the Lord of everything. He is the one and only God, and he is almighty over every single thing that ever happens.